This is NLR 208's RetroNOL National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, February 1st, 2014. This week in security news, the Senate Intelligence Committee held annual hearings this week on the nation's most significant security threats, during which the Director of National Intelligence, along with the directors of the CIA, FBI, and Defense Intelligence Agency, gave testimony as to the state of the overall threat environment facing the country. Of particular note were statements made by the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, regarding the ongoing terrorist threat facing the homeland. According to Director Clapper, the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization poses a greater challenge today than 10 years ago due to the network's franchises being much more globally dispersed, combined with increased knowledge of counterterrorism and surveillance methods gained, in part, from the Edward Snowden intelligence leaks. Quoting Director Clapper, "I have not experienced a time when we have been beset by more crises and threats around the globe." Director Clapper pointed out that Syria has become a significant location for independent or Al-Qaeda-aligned groups to recruit, train, and equip a growing number of extremists to go back to their home countries and conduct terrorist acts. The U.S. intelligence community estimates that in excess of 7,000 foreign fighters have been attracted from some 50 countries, with approximately 1,700 coming from Europe. While the U.S. State Department has not provided estimates of how many Americans they believe have gone to fight with Syrian rebels, British defense consultant IHS Jaynes puts the number at a few dozen. Security analysts fear more of those militants will tire of the battle against Syrian President Assad, whose government shows no sign of collapsing, and will take their newly acquired skills back to Europe or the U.S., where even a small bomb in a shopping mall can grab much greater headlines than the now routine reports of car bombs in Syrian cities. Regarding the Edward Snowden intelligence leaks, the witnesses individually and collectively delivered dire testimony on the impact of the revelations, saying that the lives of United States diplomats, citizens, and soldiers are at risk, not to mention the overall ability of the government to properly secure the nation. Director Clapper and his colleagues testified that the documents that have already been released to the media by Snowden during the last 7 months have resulted in significant damage to national security because they exposed an array of sensitive intelligence-gathering tactics that have been jeopardized as a result. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, told members of the committee that Snowden's actions have caused, quote, grave damage to national security and will someday be measured not in monetary figures, but by a body count. Quote, "The greatest cost that is unknown today but will likely be faced in the future is the cost of human lives on tomorrow's battlefield or in some place where we will put our military forces when we ask them to go into harm's way." Alert USA Threat Journal would like to remind listeners that regardless of whether one views Edward Snowden as the patron saint of whistleblowers, a pretentious fool who has endangered the nation with his actions, or somewhere in between, one fact remains undeniably clear. America does have enemies. There is tremendous evil in our world, and there are people, groups, and nations who, for whatever reason, desire to inflict harm on America and its citizens. In this technological day and age, to suggest totally unwinding the nation's electronic intelligence efforts is a foolish notion and reflects shallow thinking on the matter. Similarly, to allow unhindered domestic surveillance in the name of safety and security is also equally dangerous. Where the balance is achieved is anyone's guess. But what is known is that the singular starting point to a proper balance begins at the ballot box. Congress makes the laws, sets the boundaries, and appropriates funding. As it is the people who decide the makeup of Congress, careful selection of who gets your vote is essential. In other news, with less than a week remaining before the start of the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, senior U.S. intelligence officials have been formally making their concerns about the terrorist threat facing the Games known to Congress. During the same hearings this week before the Senate Intelligence Committee, Matthew Olson, director of the National Counterterrorism Center, said that there is a, quote, "substantial potential for a terrorist attack on soft targets in the greater Sochi area, outside of the Olympic Village, and the actual gaming venues." During the same hearings, FBI Director James Comey told the committee that Sochi security remains a big focus of his agency. The FBI is expected to have about 36 agents in Sochi before and during the games, but that number is lower than their presence at either the Beijing or London games. Congressman Mike McCaul of Texas, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, visited the site of the games earlier this month. He called the security threat the, quote, "greatest I think I've ever seen because of the proximity of the terrorists to the Olympic Village." In particular, Congressman McCaul said Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri has called for a global jihad against the Olympics. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel has stated that the U.S. will have a contingency plan to get Americans out should an attack occur. This includes two U.S. warships on station in the Black Sea, as well as aircraft stationed throughout the region. Over 10,000 U.S. citizens are expected to be in Sochi as spectators. The U.S. Olympic Committee said on Monday that it is sending the all-time largest athletic delegation of any nation to Sochi. This includes 230 team members spread across all 15 disciplines. Alert USA is continuously monitoring the threat picture for the Games and will immediately notify service subscribers of breaking developments as events warrant. In travel security news, this week the U.S. Embassy in Nassau, the Bahamas, issued an alert to Americans either in or planning travel to the country regarding the increase in violent crime and armed robbery, including in areas frequented by tourists on both Grand Bahama and New Providence Islands. At least one American has been murdered in January and others robbed at gunpoint. In addition, this week the State Department issued updated travel alerts and warnings for Egypt and Yemen, holding at 39 the number of locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing particular threats for U.S. citizens. This includes a formal travel alert for the Russian Federation, advising of the very real threat of terrorist attacks during the upcoming Winter Olympics in Sochi, as well as a worldwide caution, warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, you are strongly advised to regularly monitor the U.S. State Department's travel website, where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, February 1st, 2014.